Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Were you at the show in Oklahoma City with me when Edie Brickell opened for Don Henley?
No.
I don't think you were.
Their
she
hit.
Did this song. She was good.
And then she married Paul Simon. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Good for her.
What I Am, as we pay tribute to Jeff's mother, who was born on this on tomorrow, October 22nd. 1956.
That's the day. Got some good tunes coming your way.
869-1240. It's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. We would love to hear from you in this final segment. AP preseason poll released today. KU ranked third. Michigan State, number one. You wish, kind of wish Tom Thurber was here on a
first
day like
time.
This.
Have you heard from Tom, by the way?
I never hear from Tom.
I texted him. He didn't reply. So this guy.
We don't know what to make of Tom Max. He loves Max, but they, you know, they have a bond.
I guess so. I'm glad Tommy has a friend out there.
Yeah. And listen, he's welcome here anytime he wants to stop in.
He'll never show up.
He will never be here.
Never. And that's okay.
And he'd like to come and see Max, but that would mean.
Having to see us.
Yes.
And he's above that. So it's all good.
No, he's not above it. It's just who he is.
No, he's above it a little. Reply to a text.
What are you all of a sudden?
Well, because I know Tommy.
You should reply to text messages. That's for sure. Michigan State, Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, your top five. Louisville, Florida, Maryland.
Top four.
Gonzaga and North Carolina. What?
I had to think about that one for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, your top five.
You said
Michigan State, Kentucky, KU, Duke, Louisville.
You said, and
then
it's
Florida,
fine.
Maryland, Gonzaga, North Carolina, Villanova. The only team from the American Conference at number 14 is Memphis. Yet in the Ken Pomeroy rankings, they're only 40th.
Yeah.
Memphis is going to be either a big hit or a brutal bust.
There's no way they're a bust. They have the number
one. I don't know, man.
Freshman in the country and arguably the number one recruiting class in the country. What would possibly.
Couldn't that thing go bad?
Why?
I don't know. Is Penny the guy to coach?
Penny has good guys on his staff that appear to.
I've never seen a team program get great because of the staff.
You haven't?
Name one.
All of them, probably.
They get great because of the staff? Isn't it the head coach?
It's both. Why can't it be
give
both?
Give me a program out there that,
Duke?
Man, Mike Krzyzewski.
Right, and he's hired some of the best assistants who've gone
because
on
they're
be.
Great assistants because of Mike Krzyzewski. Next.
How do you know?
You really want to argue this point?
Do you just how do you know?
You want to argue the I swear to God, sometimes the sky's blue.
So they're
Jeff.
Only
oh,
great
not
assist-
always. During sunset, there's some green in it.
So they're only great assistants because of who they work for? I don't
no,
know.
No, not at all. But you better be. I don't know of a team that's established itself as a great program because of the assistants.
Well, if you have a great recruiter and you have other coaches on your staff that can coach them up, I don't. It's 2019. I don't see that as a
so
failure
the head coach
of a model.
Is just frivolous?
He's not necessarily frivolous, but he gets the players, and I'm sure Penny can coach a little bit. I don't know.
Well, I got nothing against Penny.
I love Penny.
I hope he can coach.
Can we get Penny on this show?
I'll get him on this show, no question about it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Other teams receiving votes, Houston, Cincinnati, and that's it.
That's it.
Will Wichita State make an appearance in the top 25 this year?
If they do, they'll have to almost sweep non-conference play. So you have VCU, you have Ole Miss,
Mississippi, Oklahoma,
and Oklahoma State, and you have the two games in Cancun or wherever right. it is. So if they can go like 12-2, maybe, but they still have a ways
aren't
to
they
go.
Aren't they a sleeper dark horse team?
Who's
going to
put the ball in the basket?
Put the ball in the basket?
Yeah. Who's proven that they can do that on a consistent basis for this team? We like to think all. You know,
I just got a sudden pain in my knee now.
Good grief.
From you saying that.
Is it
that.
Raining outside?
I don't know, but this has not been a good show for me physically.
Why can't we ask these questions?
Dexter Dennis can score like crazy.
He can.
Echenique is a very good post scorer. They're very high in some of their freshmen.
I agree.
Eric Stevenson potentially could, as a sophomore, develop into a very strong three-point threat.
Well, he'll have to improve on 27% from last.
Right.
Year. So I agree with you on all counts, but as far as consistency goes,
well, that's they were young last year.
Right.
They got to be far more consistent the longer they played. You sound like you're new to sports.
I'm not new to sports.
Let's get to the phone and Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? And I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers on you, Bob, but I think Coach Marshall might be one of those coaches that his assistant coaches really have helped him.
Every coach is helped by his assistant coaches, but all you have to do is look at Greg Marshall and see how many coaches have gone through Wichita State during his tenure.
And I agree,
he's the guy that's been there, Jesse.
Yes, Bob, I understand that, but I also know that there's different assistant coaches that take part of different – you know, when it got down to nitty-gritty, we needed to make one play and we needed to drop a play. Marshall didn't do it, couldn't do it. You might want to disagree with me.
Well, I do disagree with you.
Well,
his in-game plays have not – his end-of-the-game plays – have not always looked great. I would agree
with
that.
That's with any program.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Those are plays that come from offensive type of coaches. And don't get me wrong, I love Marshall, but that's not a strength of his game.
Well, I don't know how this got it turned to Greg Marshall's late game strategy. Thank you, Jesse.
You were just talking about
right, but that's that hasn't.
I'm gonna. All right, Bob.
That has nothing to do with his assistant coaches.
Okay, probably not.
And he's had outstanding assistant coaches,
and I agree with you. This team should belong to Dexter Dennis, Echenique to a lesser degree. I love Jamarius Burton personally. I think he could have a big year.
And then you've got Mittgard, who's going to be even better after being pretty darn good last year. And then you've got these new players.
Do you trust Jaime Echenique and Asbjorn Mittgard against James Wiseman?
We'll have to see James Wiseman.
Okay.
I think they're high on Trey Wade, the junior college transfer, the wing player. They've got a group of freshmen that I think are going to contribute as time goes along.
Morris Udeze, they're still high on. I agree.
I think they do make an appearance in the top 25, and maybe even more.
Give me the approximate date of that first appearance in the top 25 for Wichita State.
Early January.
So after they've played ECU, we assume they'll beat Ole Miss, and their first real conference game is home against Memphis on January 9th.
Yeah.
So January 6th is the day Wichita State will be in the top 25.
Something like that. They play Memphis on a Thursday, January 9th at 6 o'clock. Thank goodness. That'll be a great game.
Hopefully.
It's going to be fun. I think Wichita State's better than not getting votes in the AP poll. I think they're better than Colgate, okay? I think they're better than Liberty. Forgive me. I think they're better than Vermont.
Well, we'll see.
That's
how good Colgate is.
Not saying they're going to win the national championship.
I like Colgate. I've got Crest as a pretty good team. But I don't. Don't do that. You know you kind of enjoyed that. At JLutes82. Quit it. I'm hilarious. I'm absolutely hilarious. Continue, though. You had something to say about Liberty?
I'm going to give you death if you don't watch out.
That was nice.
See, that's on the cusp. That's not, well, I think I'll make a toothpaste joke. And that stuff's not funny.
It was funny. That's the reason it's funny is because it's not funny. That's why it's funny. Do you understand?
Yeah, but it wasn't done in a timely manner.
Of course it was.
It's more sad than anything else.
I loved it.
I think
it's a good way to
I think you
show.
Could sit around with my people and laugh much more than I would if I sat around.
If I was with like Scotty and Zach and
no offense to those guys. I've been there, done that.
Scott's hilarious. Zach's pretty funny.
I'd rather watch a fly die.
A fly die?
Yes. That's
up
what I'd
up
rather
a drape,
do.
I assume?
Huh?
Up a drape, I assume?
No, I don't care about a drape. That was a Don Rickles joke.
I know, but you use it a lot.
By the way, just flipping through, I watched the first episode of the Paul Rudd series on Netflix.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Living with Yourself. I've watched, I think, 5 of them, maybe 4.
And I watched the first episode, Fleabag Season 1. That woman is a superstar. And I'll think of her name.
Yeah, the girl who hosted Saturday Night Live.
She did great at
Phoebe
that.
Phoebe something?
Phoebe something.
Waller
yeah.
something? Yeah.
Superstar. Let's get to Mark quickly. Mark, we're almost at the hard break. What do you have?
Chris, that was funny.
Thank you.
That's sad. That's a guy that needs more humor in his life.
I provided it.
I don't get it. I do not understand how that was funny.
Because it was the timing of it. It was just the obvious joke. Someone's going to say it. Oh, Jeff did. We rely on him.
When we return, we'll wrap up this Monday edition of The Drive. Stay with us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.